Ready for some good news?
We are too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day.
So I ran across this story this week, and it got me. It was first shared years ago by the late Paul Harvey. See, he was 9 years old in a Sunday school class of eight-year-olds, and eight-year-olds can be cruel. The third graders did not welcome Philip to their group, not just because he was older. He was different. He suffered from Down syndrome. And one Sunday, after Easter, the Sunday school teacher had gathered some of those plastic eggs, the kind that, you know, people use around the Easter holiday. Plastic eggs that you pull apart in the middle. And the Sunday school teacher gave one of those plastic eggs to each child. And on that beautiful spring day, each child was supposed to go outside and discover for themselves a symbol of new life, place it, that little symbolic seed, whether it's a leaf or whatever it might be, inside the egg. They would then open their eggs up one by one, and each youngster would explain how her find was a symbol of new life. So the youngsters gathered around the appointed day, and they put their eggs on the table, and the teacher began to open them. One found a flower, and all the children oohed and awed at the lovely symbol of new life. Another one, a butterfly, and beautiful. The kids cheered. And another egg was opened to reveal a rock, and some of the kids laughed a little bit. That's crazy, one said. How's a rock supposed to be new life? Immediately, one of the boys spoke up and said, "That's mine. I knew everybody would get flowers and leaves and butterflies and all that stuff, so I got a rock. Just to be different." And everyone laughed. And the teacher opened up the last egg. And inside, nothing. "That's not fair," somebody said. "That's stupid," another kid chimed in. The teacher felt a tug on his shirt. It was Philip. Looking up, he said, "It's mine. I did do it. It's empty. I have new life because the tomb is empty." And the class fell silent. From that day on, Philip became a part of the group. They actually welcomed him. And whenever he had and was different, well, that didn't even get mentioned again. Philip's family had known that he would not necessarily have a long life. The doctors had said it would be so. There were just too many things wrong with his body. And that summer, he was overcome with an infection. And Philip died. And on the day of his funeral, 9 8-year-old boys and girls confronted the reality of death. And they marched up to the altar, not with flowers. 9 children with their Sunday school teacher placed on the casket of their friend, their gift of love, an empty egg. That is our positive difference story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Man, we can sing that one as our anthem on this Good Friday. It's Micah Tyler and Walkin' Free. Good morning. It's 7:13. Christy's got the morning off, and you've got a teamwork traffic update for us.
There was an accident on Walnut and 102 in Bentonville.
Okay, so accident Walnut and 102. Do you know which direction by chance?
It's right at the stoplight, so it's got traffic backed up. Every way.
Oh, okay. All right, man. All right. Thanks so much for the heads up. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
All right, so watch for that this morning. That's going to be a slowdown area. Of course, lighter than normal volume. Some of the kids out of school and some folks off getting ready for the Easter weekend, but expect that to be a area to give yourself a little extra time this morning. On this Good Friday, it's a drive-through difference day, Good Friday edition.
I love this idea.
Yeah, so are you going to be up for it today?
I am, yeah. I'm going through 7 Brew with it.
Nice. Okay. So 7 Brew. Thanks so much for doing it, Kathy. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mark. And have a great Easter.
Love it. You too. All right. So if you're up for it today, we would love for you to give a glimpse of God's love to the person behind you at the drive-thru. A somewhat small act of kindness that God can use in a big way. You never know what somebody's walking through, or if you use that drive-thru difference day note, or maybe even use it as a guide to create your own, to help them just capture a glimpse today of God's love for them. Who knows what God might do with it? And if you're up for being a part of it today, we'd love to know where you are participating in the Drive-Thru Difference Day. You can call or text us at 1-800-909-KLRC. That's 800-909-5572. And if you want to either print off or use it as a guide to make your own Drive-Thru Difference Day note, you can find that at KLRC.com.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
So it is Good Friday today, and we thought, I don't know that there's a better day to show a glimpse of God's incredible love. On this day, we set aside to remember his sacrifice. What if we made just a little sacrifice for somebody at the drive-thru so they could experience some grace? An unmerited favor, right? A chance to just say, hey, God loves you, and we're going to show you in a tangible way. We're going to pay for your order today. That's how it works. You simply just consider paying for the person behind you at the drive-thru, doing whatever you normally might do. If it's going to grab coffee, do it that way. If it's grabbing lunch or breakfast or dinner tonight, whatever it might be. And who knows, God's going to might put in your path right behind you that could experience his love. There's even a special note you can use. You can print it off, or you can use it as a guide to make your own. It's on our website at klrc.com. That explains the heart behind the Drive-Thru Difference Day, what this Good Friday is all about. It even has a link to a resource on our website with Chaplain Justin explaining a little more about what it means to answer to the invitation of Jesus, to have a relationship with him. And shout out this morning, Jones, one of our listeners, sent me this very cool text this morning. She said, hey, Mark, good morning. I just wanted to let you know how my Drive-Thru Difference Day has been so far. I go through the Bentonville Wendy's. Eric knows my voice when I drive up. I love that. A regular. She said, he's such a true blessing. I paid for mine this morning. Then I told him about the day and handed the note to him and used some cash to pay for as many as we could. He seemed really appreciative, and the look on his face was priceless, and it was a blessing to me. I love that. I went on to Chick-fil-A. She's busy this morning. Did the same thing. The young lady at the window didn't quite know how to react, but smiled and said she would. Lunch? Well, that's going to be another opportunity to bless not just only the people I'm paying it forward to, but the employees at the restaurants as well. She said this, thanks so much for making this Good Friday one to remember. I love it. Love it, love it. So thank you for being part of our Drive-Thru Difference Day, Good Friday edition today. If you have a story you want to share, you can text us, call us anytime, 1-800-909-KLRC. That's 800-909-5572, or you can record a little message if you have the KLRC app. Just open up the shout out